Definition: the nature of discrimination. Discriminatory behavior can range from serious to a less serious nature. However, one-off incident can still constitute discrimination. Also, where continued, such behavior can undermine the standard of conduct within a company, which may erode the well-being of the individual or group being targeted and lead to lower overall staff performance. Now, the absence of complaints is not necessarily an indication that no discrimination is occurring. The person subjected to discriminating behaviors does not always complain. This is not necessarily because the act is deemed to be tribal, but because this person may lack the confidence to speak up on their own behalf or feel too intimidated or embarrassed to complain. Workplace discrimination can occur in, for example, recruiting and selecting staff, terms, conditions, and benefits offered as part of employment, who receives training and what sort of training is offered, who is considered and selected for transfer, promotion, retention, and dismissal. Discrimination can include behaviors such as telling insulting jokes about particular racial groups, sending explicit or sexual suggestive emails, displaying offensive or pornographic poster or screensavers, making derogatory comments or taunts about someone's race or religion, asking intrusive questions about someone's personal life, including their sex life. Now let's discuss what discrimination is not. Workplace discrimination must not be confused with legitimate comment and advice, and that includes relevant negative comments about feedback from managers and supervisors on the work performance or work-related behavior of an individual or group. The process of providing feedback to staff during a formal performance appraisal or counseling staff regarding their work performance will not always be free of stress. So managers should manage these processes with sensitivity, but it should not avoid their responsibility to provide full and frank feedback to staff.